New York State says it plans to create the nation's first college dedicated to homeland security and emergency preparedness. Backers say it's a necessary measure given the major storms and terrorist threats the state has dealt with. The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports on the odds the school will be located in Syracuse.
State Senator John DeFrancisco, a Republican from Syracuse, says the idea to create a Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness College came from him and the state Senate. Governor Andrew Cuomo floated the idea in his State of the State address in January.
Believe it or not, there is no such college. There are colleges that offer courses in the area. But we're going to establish the nation's first college dedicated solely to emergency preparedness.
Some of those courses are available through Syracuse University's Law School, which already has a counterterrorism center. DeFrancisco says that could be a good place to create a partnership with SUNY. He says he's brought the idea up with Syracuse University, and he says it would be very disappointing if Syracuse doesn't land the initiative, given it came from him.
I can't tell you where it's going to go, because I'm not ultimately making the decision, but I can tell you I'm going to do everything I can to make it happen, because I think Syracuse and SUNY could do the best job right in Syracuse.
There's $15 million in the Cuomo budget for the program, but for what is undetermined. SUNY spokesman David Doyle says he doesn't know if the state would create a 65th SUNY campus. He also says DeFrancisco isn't the only lawmaker that wants to bring that money to their district.
There has been immense interest from many different parts of the state, amongst many different groups, amongst SUNY campuses, amongst elected leaders.
A Syracuse University official says they're aware of the proposal, but are only monitoring the plan's developments right now. Syracuse Assemblyman Al Sterpy agrees with DeFrancisco about Syracuse being a good location, despite the blanks left to be filled in. The college could end up being housed within an existing SUNY campus, a partnership between several, or based online. How quickly the new college would start accepting students depends on how it's configured. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.